Lord, help us say amen by His grace. And Isaiah chapter number 32. So you find your place to stand, please. We'll read in several scriptures and let God help us tonight from the Word of God. I'm going to read the first four scriptures tonight, Lord be my helper. And I'm preaching on exhorting the church in these last days. The exhorting of the church in these last days. Now, Isaiah is an Old Testament prophet. He missed seeing the church in his mind, but he wrote about it a lot. Isaiah is one of the most quoted books from in the New Testament. Jesus quoted much from the book of Isaiah. Amen. And the prophet, and also the apostles. And from chapters number 29, 30, 31, and it deals with the tribulation period. Dealing with the tribulation period, amen. If you'll read that, you've got to see the tribulation period in those three chapters. Amen. Even though Jeremiah didn't understand it, but he read it. But we done it because we have the revealing of these scriptures in the New Testament. Amen. And we have that. Come to chapter number 32. We see, amen, the God in this chapter tells us the condition that this world is going to be in, I mean, when Jesus comes and what we ought to be doing. Amen. Amen. Let's read four verses then. We'll pray. Behold, a king shall reign in righteousness, and princes shall rule in judgment. And a man shall be as an hiding place from the wind, and a covenant from the tempest, as rivers of water in a dry place, and a shadow of a great rock in a weary land. The eyes of them that see shall not be dim, and the ears of them that hear shall hearken. The heart also of the ravished shall understand knowledge, and the tongue of the stammerer shall be ready to speak plainly. May the Lord add His blessings to the reading of the Word tonight. Now, would you pray for me, please, at this time? Our Heavenly Father, as I come to Thee again, I call upon Thy holy name. That name that's above every name, the name of the Lord Jesus, who we ask for help tonight. I need Thee. I need Thee. If I've ever needed help from heaven, I need help tonight. And I pray that the Holy Ghost will touch me and strengthen me, Lord, and give me liberty and clarity. And Lord, help us in the preaching of the Word of God tonight. Thou knowest the hearts of the listeners, and knowest the heart and the need of this church. And I pray, Lord, we'll be a blessing and a help to the church tonight. And Lord, may the gospel go forth and the saving of souls and encouraging of the saints of God. And we'll thank Thee and we'll praise You for it now. Cleanse me and make me clean. And Lord, we'll give You all the praise. May people see Jesus and our Savior tonight. And thank You in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Amen. As we look here, Brother Finn, in the prophecy of the Holy Spirit and through the man of Isaiah, we see him preaching, amen, and giving us insight concerning the last days, amen, that we're living in. Brother Finn, and Sunday, we see a lot of this through today as you look through these scriptures. Well, he talks about the Lord Jesus Christ in verse number 1. Down through verses number 4, he talks about our Savior and what a wonderful Savior He is. Amen. He talks about, behold, a king shall reign in righteousness. He's talking about the millennial reign. When Jesus is going to reign, He is going to reign in righteousness. Thank God that it's going to be a rod of righteousness. Amen. He's going to rule and reign. Thank God the liquor store will be gone. Hallelujah. Hollywood will be out of business. Amen. Right there. Amen. And sodomites will be gone. Amen. Right there. Thank God the king's going to be gone. Hallelujah. He's going to be sitting on it. Isaiah said He's the king of kings, the Lord of lords, the Prince of Peace, amen. The Counselor, the mighty Counselor, hallelujah, amen. That's who's going to be ruling. Behold, a king shall reign in righteousness, and princes shall rule in judgment. You and I that are saved by the grace of God be ruling and reigning with Him in the millennium, amen. I don't know how time goes through all the scriptures to prove that, amen, but I'm a pre-millennialist, I'm a pre-tribulationist, and my beloved friend of the Word of God, and beloved friend, we're going to rule and reign with Him in the millennial reign. He's coming back, thank God, amen, as a sword in Revelation chapter number 19. We coming with him. Hallelujah. Be riding on white horses. And thank God the word of God is going on his mouth. And that time the word of God's going to have power like it's never had before. He'll be smiting them with the word of God. It'll proceed out of his mouth like a sword. And they'll fall as he takes control of this world. Hallelujah. I'm glad, thank God, that's going to happen. Amen. So that's our Savior. He's the King. And we're princes and royal. And Brother Finney rule is with him in judgment. We're in an age when people don't know to hear about the judgment of God. But friend, you got to get fearful of the judgment of God before you are willing to get saved. If you got to get his judgment ought to be preached to the lost. His judgment ought to be preached to the sinner. The sinner can't get saved unless you realize that the judgment of God upon him and his owner's escape is a repentance toward God and faith in the Lord Jesus Christ is his only escape. Well, he said, then a man I shall be as an hiding place. And if we found the hiding place, didn't we? Amen. Thank God it's in Jesus. Amen. I found the hiding place. Hallelujah. Oh, devil got me done with me. What do you want to do with me? Amen. If I run him, how he want to run me? But thank God I found the hiding place. When he gets out of me now, I got somebody else to put on him. Hallelujah. I'm not trying to fight him in my spring. But thank God I got a hiding place in Jesus. Hallelujah. He's my big brother. Hallelujah. I can run and get behind him, thank God. And I'm glad the devil can't get out of me then. Amen. I'm glad, thank God, I got a hiding place in Jesus. He's our hiding place. Amen. Amen. The gospel, amen, of Jesus Christ. Repentance toward God. Faith in Jesus Christ is the gospel. Amen. Amen. The judgment of God. We found the hiding place. We have found a hiding place from the wind. Amen. We have covenant from the tempest. Our times of trouble. Our times of tempest and troubles and problems. I'm glad I got somebody to turn to. I got somebody to look to. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, sir, when the wind is blowing and the tempest is raging. Oh, thank God, I'm glad he's able to storm the control the storm. He's able to control the wind. Thank God he can take care of the tempest in our lives. Amen. I'm 68 years old. Got saved when I was 64. Right back in 64, it went to early 20s. And thank God he's controlled the tempest in many battles, trials, and tribulations and troubles I come through. Hallelujah. But I'm glad he brought me through all of them.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He ain't left you hanging out there in any of them. Amen. If you're his child, amen, you might have thought you was going down. You might have thought you was sinking. But thank God by the time you realize, oh, who you need and you call upon him, he rescues you. Hallelujah. Woo! What a Savior. Amen. Praise God. Ahead of time, I preached 3 hours right there. Amen. But I'm telling you, thank God he is our rescue. Amen. He helps us. Amen. He touches our Savior. What a wonderful Savior. Not only that, and also, he said, as rivers of water in a dry place, as a shout of a great rock in a weary land. He's our rock in a weary land. It's a weary land. It's a life of trials, life of disappointments, life of troubles. If somebody told you get saved, everything would be good, and you'd be happy the rest of your life, well, you'd be happy in your heart, and then it ain't necessary you're going to be happy in this flesh. Amen. You're going to have some troubles, friend. Hey, the devil don't like you getting saved.
That's
right. Satan ain't liking you getting saved. He'll put peace in God, to put peace in your heart, but there'll be trouble in this whole flesh. Amen. But thank God I got a rock in a weary land. When the storm is raging, I've set my faith on Jesus Christ, my solid rock. On him I stand. Thank God. Things have shook around me. Amen. I shook in my mind. But thank God the rock ain't never shook. Hallelujah. And it won't. It's been a rock in a weary land. Amen. Yes, sir. Weary times. Brother, sometimes I've had some of the most sad experiences with people pastoring and preaching, seeing some people go through things. Breaks your heart. Amen. And my brother friend, the attack of Satan in many ways. Brother friend, if you don't believe there's a literal Savior, Satan, get saved, you'll find out. Amen. There's a literal Satan. Amen. A literal devil. Amen. Well, amen. So that's our Lord. Then he says, hey, then when, look at what he says in verse number 3, then the eyes of them that see shall not be dim. We see dimly now. We look through a glass darkly now. But oh, look at what he says. Amen. In the eyes of them that hear it, I shall hearken. I'm glad, thank God, that the dim days will be over with. Amen. Do you ever think much about what it's going to be like when you first get to heaven and look around?
I do. Hallelujah. And the Bible don't really give us much. Amen. The pearl's white city, what's what that's going to kind of be. Amen. Brother Finn talks about the foundation, 12 precious stones, talking about the pearls. Amen. What an oyster that was. Hallelujah. Amen. 12 pearls, big gates. Amen. Amen. But I'm telling you, amen. But the Bible don't give us a whole lot. Paul said, I went up there, amen, and when I come back, it's not lawful for me to say anything about it. Amen. I don't believe Grandma come back talking about what she saw either.
No, sir.
Amen, sir, man, right there. Amen. Who's going to come back talking about, hey, well, Grandma went to heaven, she saw this, Grandpa went to heaven, saw this. Now, amen, Paul couldn't talk about it. I don't believe they can either. Amen. Now, they might have thought they saw something. I'm pretty serious in what they thought they saw. But of course, they've been listening to some of the charismatic preacher preaching to them. But I'm telling you, my brother, hey, heaven is so wonderful, our eyes couldn't stand it.
Right.
Amen. Our flesh couldn't stand it. Amen. Right. Oh, when we get there, we're going to listen. Oh, if I only knew heaven was this wonderful, heaven was this great, I'd have been more faithful to God. I'd have done more for the cause of Christ. I'd have done more for the gospel of Jesus. If I only could understand how all that God has in store for us.
Right.
But this is a book of faith, Jerome. This is a book of faith. We believe it by faith, not by sight. We're not serving God because of sight. I'm not serving God because He's good to me. I serve Him because I believe this book. Amen. I believe the Word of God. I'm saved because I believe this book. Say, how you know I'm saved? Because I've done what this book said to read saved. Amen. If I find out I've done what this book said, need to get saved, I'm going to do what needs to be done to be saved. Amen. Amen. Well, I feel saved. I do too. But that don't mean I am. Amen. My faith hangs in Jesus Christ. If you have not the faith for the Lord Jesus Christ, then you don't have salvation. It's His salvation. It's His faith. It's His righteousness. Hallelujah. Yes, sir. It's all Him. Amen. It's nothing with us. Amen. Amen. Yes, sir. Well, so, amen. So He's the rock in a weary land. Amen. So we see dimly now. We hear, but we will hearken one day. We will hear more. The heart also of the rabbi shall understand knowledge. Understand knowledge. You know, this wise world has became fools. They know how to put a spaceship up in the sky. Amen. But they don't know where peace is there. They holler peace, 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 and it's right before their eyes and they can't see it. They holler they have joy, happiness, and peace, and they are getting everything they can, doing everything they can to please the flesh, to find peace and happiness, and you can't please the flesh. There is no peace to the flesh. There is no happiness to the flesh. There is no joy in the flesh. A lot of people's happiness is in things. Amen. Amen. Things don't bring happiness. They soon wear out. Hallelujah. Amen. If you don't believe it, amen. If you ever own a new car, ain't no time for it old.
Right.
Amen. Matter of fact, when you drive it all the parking lot, you've lost about half of it. Say amen right there. Amen. Amen. I'm telling you, brother, but peace is in Jesus. Peace is in the Lord. Joy is in the Lord. Amen. Well, that's our Savior. How wonderful. The heart also is ravished. We shall understand knowledge. We'll understand the trials and tribulations that we've been through. We will understand how what we went through that broke our heart, we wept and cried about, and was hurt over, had brought knowledge to bring glory to Jesus Christ. And He says, in the tongue of the stumbler, I shall be ready to speak plainly. We don't understand it all. I don't know it all. Amen. Now, if you'd asked me about 25 or 30 years ago, I could have told you a whole lot more than I could tell you tonight. I knew a whole lot back then. Amen. But I come to find out down through the year, I didn't know as much as I thought I knew. Amen. Amen. Oh, yeah. Amen. Some of you folks are getting ready for another land, and there's snows on top of your head. You can check your head and say amen right there. Amen. You used to know, thank God, a whole lot you thought. But I'm telling you, thank God you blew me for another world, man. And finally, hey, I didn't know as much as I thought I did. Amen. Yes, sir. Well, but then we will. We'll have perfect knowledge. We'll have perfect sight. Have perfect knowledge and understanding. Oh, brother, if we come to that pass, that judgment seat of Christ, amen, all the sins is taken away, all the failures is taken away. Everything has been settled, stood before His judgment. He's judged us righteously. He's judged us and given us according to our works. It's been by Him, by faith. And brother, then not according to what we thought was results, but according to our faith as we labored for Him. Amen. By brother, in the end of all, you talk about perfect knowledge and perfect understanding. Yes, sir.
And He deals here, and so He
He tells us about the Lord. He tells us about our wonderful Savior. He tells us about the King that's going to rule and reign, and through all the trials of life and troubles of life, and how we stood upon Him and said, amen. And brother, then He was helped in the tempest, and He was our rock in a weary land. Amen. And tells us about all of that. And then we come to verse number 5. He started dealing with the weakness of our hour.
Yes, sir.
This chapter is more up to date than tomorrow's paper will be.
Amen. About the weakness of the hour. Look at what he says in verse number 5. A vile person shall be no more called liberal. Amen. Nor the curl, or the word curl means cruel, is an old word, but it means cruel or a bad tempered person said to be bountifully. We're living in a generation, in other words, what he's saying here, we're living in a generation today that's calling good bad and bad good. Amen. They're calling wickedness good now. Amen. All the wickedness and ungodliness area. Amen. They're calling that good. They're calling that, and they're calling that. They're liberal in their heart. They're liberal in their thinking. They're liberal in righteousness. Amen. And they're liberal in holiness toward God. Amen. So he says, amen. He said, and the vile for verse number 6. And the vile person shall speak vanity, and his heart will work iniquity, and to practice hypocrisies, and to utter error against the Lord. Oh, brother friend, that's where we're living today, and in this hour that we're living in. My brother friend, there are hypocrisies. They're working iniquity. Their heart working for iniquity. Their heart doesn't work toward righteousness. Their heart doesn't work toward truth. Their heart works toward iniquity. Amen. Amen, brother friend. He says, brother friend, they'll practice hypocrisies. They'll call the name of God and all the time. Don't give Him glory.
Right.
Amen. They say, we go to church, we love Jesus. Hey, we look for Jesus, but they don't name Him. And they don't care nothing about Him. They don't love Him. They are hypocrisies. Amen. He said, old pews, come to the house of God. He told the King James 16 Bible. Amen. The Bible is the most sold book across the world, but it's the most less read book across the world.
Huh?
Amen. We need to read it, not just see it sold. Amen. Amen. It's not done. Believe. It's not sold. Amen. They sell more of a call someday, but my brother said, we need to believe the Word of God. You can't find. They question it. They change it. They coming out with new versions all the time to change the Word, because they don't believe the Word of God. Amen. We accept the Word of God as faith. Well, the vile person, the iniquity person, the hypocrisies, and the other good, look at what they do. And to make empty the souls of the hungry, and I will cause to drink of the thirsty to fail. In other words, people come to the house of God, won't leave something, but they don't get anything from the Word of God. They get psychology.
Right.
Amen. They preach to the mind,
right,
so they can get bigger offerings.
That's right.
Have a bigger empire.
Yeah.
They don't preach to the hearts of God's people. And there's people, you know, there's people who went to church and going, some going tonight, not too many tonight, but went Sunday morning, sat on a pew. If they could have heard the truth, it would have touched their heart.
Right.
They weren't looking for some truth. They would love to have some truth. But amen. But that hireling in the pulpit, he took it away from them. Amen. Hey, he didn't give them the truth. Amen. They're holding righteousness and weakness and ungodliness, brothers, against the truth. They're holding the truth. Will not tell the truth in unrighteousness. Amen.
Yeah,
right. They're holding Romans chapter number 1 tells us that.
Sure.
Amen, brother. And they're holding the truth.
Sure.
Oh, how sad today. How sad today. They're going through the pulpit with an NIV. Going through the pulpit with ASV. They're going through the pulpit with something that's a book that denies this Bible, denies the deity of our Lord Jesus Christ. And which people cannot get saved? Don't believe in that preaching.
Amen.
In terms of Christ. Matthew 23 tells us about that. Verse number 13 down through that. It talks about, amen. My brother, then he said, woe to you, scribes, Pharisees, and hypocrites. Amen. How you hold the truth. You will not give out the truth. Wait a minute, let me turn around and read it. Amen. I can't get it all together, so I'll turn around and read it. Matthew 23. Jesus talked about it. What will happen to them in these last days that we're living in? He said, verse number 13, but woe to you, scribes, Pharisees, and hypocrites, for you are shut up the kingdom of heaven against men, for you enter in the God. You neither enter in yourselves, neither suffer ye them that are entering to go in. Woe to you, scribes, Pharisees, and hypocrites, for you devour widows' houses, and you pretend to make long prayer. They know how to write down a prayer and make it sound good.
Yeah.
You go to a funeral and you say, I'm putting out a piece of paper. Their hearts not in those people's sufferings. They'd have picked up a poem of a prayer somewhere, and they stand up and read a poem and read a prayer. It got no heart in it whatsoever. Oh, my brother friend, and the people are there. And most priests place it all to be is at a funeral and a wedding today. You've got more sinners than you'll ever have in the house of God in these days.
Amen. Yes, sir, brother friend. But he says,
when woe to you, scribes, Pharisees, and hypocrites, for you devour widows' houses and for pretense make long prayers. Therefore you shall receive of the greater damnation. Woe unto you, you scribes, Pharisees, and hypocrites, for you compress sea and land to make one proselyte. And when he is made, you make him twofold more child of hell than yourselves. Oh, my brother, that's where we're at today. They're going to churches all over this community. There's churches thrown all around. But oh, they're not giving them. They're robbing them of the grace of God. They're robbing them of the redemption of Jesus Christ. They're robbing them for getting forgiveness for their sins and the fear of the judgment of Almighty God. They're robbing them of that. We're living in that day. He said, look at what he says. The instruments also of that cruelty, evil. They devise wicked devices. They destroy the poor with lying words, even with the needy speech right. Boy, they got the politicians in the right place here, didn't they? Huh? I'm saying they're deviling people with words. Politician coming forth to make a speech. He's got words to put out there to people of father with no hope in them. He's not, in no way he's going to carry out what he said, deceive the poor. Watch it, he says, what? Amen. And so, amen, he said, verse number 8, in the liberal devices, devise liberal things, and by liberal things shall he stand. A liberal, unless he gets born again, is always a liberal.
He might change his party association with our politics. Amen. He may come from a Democrat to a Republican, but he's still a liberal. Amen. Amen. This fellow running for president of the United States, he was a liberal 4 years ago. Amen. Then he switched over. He thought he might get a chance to get elected as president. He switched over to a Democrat. But he's still a liberal.
Amen. He's still, don't you be deceived by it, friend. He's still a liberal.
Amen. He's still a Democrat. Amen. He's just put on some cheap clothing, but he's still a wolf and leaf out of it. I'm telling you, my brother said, a liberal will stand liberally
all the time. Amen. He'll stand for liberalism. Amen. We're in a liberal day today. Nothing is wrong. Everything is all right. It's wrong for you to stand against anything. Amen. Got these rioters going on now. I came back from Vietnam. Amen. I had to go to Colorado. And they sent me to Colorado to finish my time in my service because I wouldn't reenlist. I come back and we was over in Colorado. They was having rioters up at Kent University in Ohio. And they called us out one morning, said, now y'all get your stuff together, packed everything. They said, talking about sending y'all to up to Ohio. They came to Ohio up there. Those rioters was up there, and we were going to need some. They hadn't got enough for the National Guard to take care of them. We're going to send y'all up there to take care of them. He said, yeah, we'll get them. Take us up there. Come back the next day, they had to think about what they were fixing to do. Sent a bunch of Vietnam men up there to take care of that bunch of liberals, that bunch of rioters. They said, we better leave y'all back here. Just leave y'all at home. Amen. That was good on down advice, unless they want to see a lot of death. Say amen.
That's right.
Amen. All those men come back ready to fight. We didn't come back to let somebody throw the urine and throw all that mess on us.
Right.
Say amen.
Right.
And if they've been, what they ought to have been, I've been home. And then do one of them get elected for president while he's running off a family in Canada? You thought a bunch of mess. Amen.
Amen. But anyway, let me move on. If a liberal will advise liberal things, by liberal things he shall stand. Amen. Then, oh, the sad story. Look at the sad story. Verse number 9. This ain't what's happening today. But amen. He said, rise up, you women. That y'all are at ease. Hear my voice, you careless daughters. Give ear to my speech. Oh, many days and years shall you be troubled, you careless women, for the vintage shall fail and the gathering shall not come.
And the average mother today doesn't have a baby with the intent of caring for that baby.
Right.
Because the mothers have forsaken their children and went off to work.
Right.
took a job and left their children and leave the children with grandmama and leave them with a babysitter, leave them with the television set, that amen, to raise them up. And our children are doing what they've been taught because mom and dad walked off and left them. Woe unto you women that ain't ease. Sad to say, amen, the average woman today has lost respect. And men has no respect for her. They don't care about her nowhere. She's not respected as a woman in her life. Amen. Matter of fact, you try to be nice to a woman today, she makes fun of it. You call her yes ma'am, say yes ma'am to her, she'll rebuke you for it. Amen, brother. How I say, we're living in that day. Amen. We're living in that day when a woman, brother friend, is no longer a lady. The woman is not something, amen, that you honor. The mother is not something that you honor now. I forgot what President it was now said. The mother that rocks the cradle is the mother that controls the nation. But mother stopped rocking the cradle. Mother went down and got a job so she could get a paycheck on Friday. She counted a paycheck more important than raising her child. And that's where we are. Woe to you women. Oh, what's happened to the mother to weep and cry and pray at the bedside? Pray that children hear mama. I'm praying and crying and calling upon God for them. Oh, have those children heard you praying? Have they heard you agonizing? Have they seen you in a place of prayer, agonizing with God and pleading with God? God, help us in this generation. Woman has left her place. God, I've come up pretty tough. Amen. I wasn't so mean. I just run with a bunch of wolves. Amen. Say amen right there. Amen. Amen. But anyway, amen. But I tell you what, I could take what Daddy had to dish out. But when Mama turned around and done something to me, friend. Well, Mama done something with four of us boys. Amen. We roll up rough, tough. Amen. Yeah. But Mama said something. Mama looked at us.
Right.
Mama could break us down.
Yeah.
Mama could break it down and humble. I raised two boys. One of them, great big old boy. Amen. He was had 18 years old. Mama was going to whip him one day. And she started whipping on. He just stayed in that tape. Turned around and looked at Mama. And Mama looked at him. He said, turn and broke. Mama threatened that I was coming home. She was going to tell him, said, when Daddy get here, he'll take care of you. Amen. You think you're big enough to take. But when he looked at Mama and looked at Mama's face,
yeah.
Had done more than what that switch he had been on with.
Yeah.
He was 18 years old.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't know when he was 18 too. Say amen. Yeah. Amen. Until the day he walked out and went in the Marine Corps. He needed it. I'd give it to him when he come out of the Marine Corps. If I felt like he needed it, he would get it too. Say amen right there. Hallelujah. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. But I'm telling you, but Mama, say, Mama, are you praying for your children? You know what it is, slip in the bedroom at night. Amen. Slip down beside your children when they're children, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 years old, and put some big tears on the side of that bed for that child. How can you expect for them to come up any other way when they fed off of this world, fed off of rock music, rap music, amen, country west music, all kinds of music, talking about adultery and fornicating, cheating and everything here, amen, brother friend, raised off the television set and the internet set. I'm telling you, oh God, help us, Mama. He said, woe to you, mamas, you at ease. You're giving up. You're not praying. You don't love your children like you ought to. Most important thing, Dad. Mama's most important thing, you get your children to heaven.
Right.
Hardest thing on this world. If you got y'all got children, it's the brother, the most important thing in this world are you with you in heaven. It ain't how much money you make, how much money you leave. It ain't what you do, how much you got. If your children don't go with you to heaven, you've lost everything. Everything.
Right.
You lost everything if your children not with you in heaven. You got who's gonna pray for those grandchildren? You don't, grandmama. Oh, to us. Grandmamas need to be weeping and praying for those grandchildren.
Yes,
I'm telling you, we're in a day and age today, they took God from them, brother.
Yes,
they took God from them. The only hope they have, brother Joel, is God. And they took God and they told mamas to leave God out of their lives.
Yes.
Paycheck come more important than God. Paycheck come more important. And seeing your children in heaven. Woe to you women that it is. And daddy's at ease. I can tell you, come on, daddy here too.
Yeah.
Daddy, don't pray. God help us. I wonder if the truth had to be revealed tonight. How many mamas and daddies sitting in this church? You got children ahead, children. Know for certainty that they've heard you cry and weep over them and their lives. Protection, care. The sweetest thing I've had in life, one of my greatest blessings in life, and I'm nothing, brother. I'm not trying to drink on some regular Jesus. But for here, them boys, even after they grown, left home and called and said, "Daddy, I've got decisions to make. I need you to pray for me."
Yes, sir.
Yeah. I need to pray for me. I'm not talking to boys in the 30s. I'll call their own home, their own family. But they'll call Dad and say, "Dad, I've got decisions I got to make. I want to make the right decision. Pray for me."
Yes.
I'd rather have that blessed God leave them $1 million.
Yes.
Say amen right now.
Right.
Not that I deserve that in no way. I was a sorry daddy. I feel like I was a sorry preacher. I feel like I'd done God less than anybody. But I'm telling you, thank God at least they knew Daddy prayed for him. I wasn't saved either, but my daddy was saved. My daddy couldn't write his name. My daddy was a white slave. Ray was a shearcropper. Workers. We worked on a little men's farm for them, moved from place to place. And we were like a white slave was. Daddy couldn't write his name. He barely could count a little piece of money. People cheated him out of more, but most of what he made, what he worked for and got, they cheated him out of it. But I tell you one thing, I could hear my daddy pray.
Yeah.
When I walked out from home, thought I was going to grow up and be a man, I could still hear Daddy praying.
Yeah.
I could hear Daddy raising his voice down at the fence post. I could hear Daddy down behind the stable. I could hear him down at the hog pen. I could hear Daddy down beside his bedside at night. Calling on God for his children. Oh, God, help Herbert. God, deal with Herbert. Didn't mean nothing then, brother, but it sure do mean a lot now. When he left a little box. A little box most people throwed in the trash. He had a few broken tools in that box. That's all he had. But he had something else more valuable than anything else. He had left a memory in my soul of Daddy. I remember the first car rolled and turned over and wrecked. Hey, man, I got to walk home from kicked the windows out and crawled out of there, laying on his top. I kicked the window about as bad as went up in the back. I kicked the back window out, crawled out of it. I had to walk home. I walked home, got home late. Got home in early that morning, after midnight. And my brother was back there in the bed. I was the youngest of the brothers. I walked back there, and I woke up and said, "Riley, get up. Get up." I said, "Get up." He said, "What's wrong?" I said, "I wrecked my car and I turned my car over." He said, and I heard Daddy, he was away. He said, "Oh, Alice," Alice was my mama's name. "Herbert then wrecked his car." He was still awake, waiting for me to come home.
Yeah.
Huh? Oh, he didn't leave no money, brother. He left something better than money.
Yeah.
Huh? He left something better than money came by.
Yeah.
Thank God age. Hallelujah. I thank God, but it worked on me and worked on me and worked on me. And thank God in my early 20s, I'm feeling the conviction of the Holy Ghost of God. I went to Thursday night in a revival meeting at the church. And the Holy Ghost said, "Your problem, boy, you're lost and you need Jesus." Oh, I walked out that night. Hallelujah. Fell it off and got saved by the grace of God.
Amen.
You asked me to read a scripture that night. I couldn't have read it. You'd ask me to write my full name that night. I couldn't have done it. But oh, but God made a change. God, Daddy's prayer, Mama's prayers. Mama, you're going to walk out and leave them with babies for a check. You're unwise. I don't care how good your grandmama may be, how that grandma, your mother, your husband's mama may be. They cannot raise that child like you can. Amen. Amen. I know there are certain situations where sometimes the children's better off, look like they're better off with the grandparents or with the mother. But I'm telling you, that mother still can do some of that child that grandparent can do.
Right.
Are you praying for them?
Right.
Women lose their respect. They'll pull off their clothes.
Yeah.
Hey, their body is a sex symbol now. It's not a mother symbol.
Right.
Your body ought to be a mother symbol. Amen, amen.
Yeah.
average girl now is raised to her body to be a sex symbol. Pull off, amen, the clothes, put on these breeches, walk up down, they pull off, they're so tight they had to be pulled in them, trying to look like you're trying to stick 250 pounds of fat in a 50 pound bag. Say amen right there. They walk down the road, and amen, you come up behind them and look like two pigs in a ground sack trying to get out in the back. That's indecent. That ain't for a mother. That's for a harlot. When I come up from a boy, that was harlot clothing. Amen. It was harlot clothing for a woman to be in a pair of breeches. Amen. And the boy here said, I called a woman wearing the pants to a harlot. I said, it's harlot clothing. What I said. Amen.
Yeah.
I didn't say every woman the woman was a one. I'm just saying it's hardly clothes. Then, amen, the top, they get it all, amen, all half of the top hanging out, look like a Guernsey cow. Say amen. No mother, that's not a mother. That's the appearance of an harlot. That's the appearance of an harlot. Go out here, go down here, go out to Walmart, go to a slave, and I tell you, it's hard to find a woman walking there that's dressed like a mother ought to be dressed. They walk with a brother, they walk in a seal, they walk with a smooth, they walk really thin, they show everything they got. All they got a little piece of material on top of it. They buy swellers, it's two sizes too small, so they show every curve they got. Amen, preacher, you doing good tonight, brother. Hallelujah, up there, brother. You sure you a missionary? Yeah, I'm a missionary. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yeah, preacher.
If we're going to have a church in Maryland, we're going to have one like God wants to have. Don't we? We're going to have
that's
one.
Right.
And if I start another one, it's going to be like God wants, so it ain't going to be
amen.
One.
Amen.
Amen. I don't care what the brethren thinks, I'm successful or not. Don't matter. I feel like I am. As long as I'm still preaching, I'm successful.
Amen.
Amen. Yes, sir. Really. Women. God help us, children today. Raised with the idea that I'm telling you, little girls, 13, 14 years old, 15 years old, still, they should still be playing with baby dolls, but they got their own children. Girls, amen, when you're young, teenage, you ought to learn how to, amen, make biscuits and not babies. You wait to learn how to make babies after you get married.
That's right.
You don't need to know how to make them. You'll find out.
Right.
Amen. It'll come natural, and you'll enjoy it a whole lot better. If you wait till it comes natural, then you'll be learning about what you need to feel. Amen.
Amen.
We've been taught about the harlot generation today. This got to happen. This is how you make love. This is what you do. Look, that ain't love. That's lust.
Right.
And all that's doing is fulfilling lust. It's not fulfilling love.
Right.
And that's the reason most 50% of the married, not counting all those shacked up together, 50% of the marriage are divorced in this
right.
age. Because they're caught up in lust and not in love.
Right.
I'm not against the divorced people, I'm for trying to help them. I've seen some of them saved, and I'm not fussing about it. But I'm telling you, the reason most young people wind up divorced today because they've been raised that lust is love, and that while it plays out.
You're right.
You fulfill lust, you got to keep on doing it.
That's right.
You got to move to some other area. You got to go to some other way. But love satisfies.
Amen.
Amen. Love, you don't look for something else in love. Amen. Love satisfied. But if it's love, you're looking for some other step. That's what the world is feeding on. That's what they're giving our women. That's what they're giving our girls. Now, God help us in this generation we're living in. God help us. God help us. Well, amen. Look at what he says. But look at what just reads what it says. He says, verse 10, many days and years shall ye be troubled. A lot of grandmamas troubled today. Go downtown, go to Walmart. His grandmamas walking in with mixed babies. His grandmamas walking in with the grandchildren. Amen. Trouble. Trouble. They ain't living in that situation. Ain't nothing you can do about that. It's done. You got to love them and tell them about Jesus. Amen.
Yeah.
But it's also our responsibility to warn them not to get involved.
That's right. Sure.
You say, I'll never do nothing like that. You turn your flesh and lose your money, which you're doing.
That's right.
You let your flesh go the way it wants to go. Yes, it will. That's what's happening across America today. White girls are excited about black boys. And these white girls are chasing black boys in this generation.
You're right.
Yeah, right.
And it's like, God help us, that's what I do. But that's what's happening in this generation today. sir. Well, listen to me. And that brother's taking that church up. He don't believe in it either.
That's right.
Amen. I'll hang him half-assed if he believed in that junk. Amen.
Yes, sir. Amen.
I'll pull that black skin on and put white skin on. Say amen. I'm telling you. Oh, listen to me. But it's a lustful thing. It's come in with the devils. It's got in the hearts and minds of the white girls' school system when they segregated back in the early 60s. They put them all together in the school. I knew what that's going to come out of that. And it's come out of it too, bro. Yes, sirree. Amen. Well, let me move on. I'm trying to get to my text. I ain't got too many texts here. I'm trying to get that. Y'all pray for me. We get out by daybreak. Amen. Watch. Look at what he says. Amen. Verse number 12 backs up what I've just been preaching about. They shall lament for the tits and for the pleasant fields and the fruitful vine. They won't know the joy of a fruitful vine. It's set for sex pleasure, not for being mothers. And you don't enjoy the fruitful vine, having babies that they don't love. Having babies they don't care for. They don't know the fruitful field, the holding of a child and loving that child because they wanted that child and still having it out of lust.
Right.
Amen. Let me move on. Let me move. I could have said a whole lot. I'm not going to say it. Amen. Let your pastor deal with what he wants to deal with. Amen. But you get the idea of what I'm talking about. Upon the land of my people shall come up thorns. What? Come up thorns and briars. Yay. Our churches today.
Mamas has left the churches, and our churches like this one tonight, they don't have full because they returned to the world and their flesh and forsook God in our early generation.
Briars and thorns, yea, in all their houses of joy, and in a joyous city, joy is gone. Amen. Because the places shall be forsaken, and the multitude of the city shall be left, and the forts and the towers shall be for dens forever. A joy for a wild beast, a wild ass, and a pasture for flocks. Amen. What? Until when is all this going to take? Stop. Cease. Verse number 15. That's when it's going to cease. Until the Spirit be poured upon us from on high.
Oh, yeah.
To catch him away. Hallelujah. Boy, rapture of the church. And the wilderness be a fruitful vine field. Amen. Oh, God's going to turn the wilderness into a fruitful field in the millennial reign. Oh, brother. Amen, brother. And the fruitful field be counted for a forest. Then judgment shall dwell in the wilderness, and righteousness remain in the fruitful field. And the work of righteousness shall be peace, and the effect of righteousness, quietness, and assurance forever. Hallelujah. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. Amen. I'm tired of this old sin-cursed world. I'm sick of this old sin, sir. I want out of here. Hallelujah. I want out of here. I want to move out of here. I will be in a place of righteousness, peace, and holiness. Oh, that's my hope. Amen. Away from the devil and the imps of hell. Yes, sir. Well, look at verse number 18. And my people, oh, turn to his people. And my people shall dwell in a peaceful habitation. Oh, hallelujah. And in a sure dwelling. Dwellings in a quiet resting place. There's going to be rest over there, Brother Joel. There's going to be rest over there, godly mama, godly daddy, godly granddaddy. Amen. There's going to be rest over there, thank God. Our rest will come. Our peaceful field will come. We'll be in rest with Jesus. Hallelujah. Well, it shall hail coming down on forest, and the city shall be low in a low place. Verse number 20 is my text. It'll take me just a few minutes. What will you be doing while you're seeing this happening today? Blessed are they that sow beside all waters. Send it forth, the ox and the ass. Send forth thither the feet of the ox and the ass. Missions.
Yeah.
You ought to be more excited about missions tonight than you ever been.
Right. Yeah.
You ought to be trying to give more to missions tonight than you ever gave.
Right.
Propagating the gospel around the world. Go you therefore in all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Amen, brother. Friend, we need to keep sending the word of God. We need to send mission. Preacher, come by, still preaching this book, still standing for God, a missionary going through a field. Amen, brother. Friend, you got the character of a real. You ought to do your best to support him. You ought to say, praise God, pastor. We want to support. We want to go for. We want that gospel that we preach where he's going. Somebody hear the truth. It ain't how many we win to God. Are they going preaching the truth? Amen. Warning the nations. We're warning them. Blessed. You want the blessings of God? You want to walk into heaven with blessings, brother? You and your family, young family. But I tell you what, have a burden for mission, son. You have a burden for mission. Put what you can. I'm not against you doing it for your family. You ought to do it for your family. But I'm telling you, amen. Man won't take care of his family. It's worse than an infidel. Amen. But the next emphasis on your folk is not a four-wheel run through mud holes. Amen. It's a putting missions on the mission.
Amen.
God help us in a day and age today. Man getting married and put his wife to work so he can buy him a $30,000 big truck to run through mud holes. He's a sorry devil, is what he is. He's a real go-getter. You know what a go-getter is? Amen. He go and take her to work and go back and get her when she gets off. Say amen right there. Real go-getter. He's a real go-getter, ain't he, Daddy? Yeah. He go get her and take her to work and then go back and get her and bring her back home. Amen. He wants to buy another shotgun, another hound dog, a four-wheel driver. Amen. Put a four-wheel truck in a mud hole, cost $30,000 and tear it all to pieces. He ain't got no sense. That's what his problem is. Amen. If you got one, you ought to sell it and give it to mission. Say amen right there. God will bless you, but if you sell it and give it to mission. A pastor in Kentucky. I went to Kentucky. Pastor in that boy. Boy, that good boy. Good boy today. Still a good man. Made a better man out of him, though. He called me and said, Pastor, won't you come over to the house? I got someone to show you. I said, okay. I get over there. He had this Chevelle. He said, I've done all the work myself. He said, I built the motor in it, got that big 350. Might have been a 427, 327. I don't know. Whatever they are. I don't remember, man. But anyway, big motor in that thing. He said, Preacher, I'm going to put it on the racetrack side tonight. I walked around. I said, man, she sure looked good. He said, what do you think about the preacher? I said, you ought to sell it. Like I shot him with a 44. Sell it? I said, you ought to sell it. Amen. Get your mind on God, son, off of that racetrack.
Yeah.
Amen. You know what he done? He was a good boy. He listened to the preacher. He went and sold it. He listened to the man of God. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
One of the best blessings in our church.
Yeah.
That young man went and sold that thing. Stayed true to God, faithful to God, raised his children. Amen. And let them know what they are. Honor God rather than honor that preacher.
Right.
Yeah. Amen.
Right.
Yeah. Amen. So a lot of things we could do, but we don't do because we love missions. A lot of things I could have out of this world, but I don't have because I love missions.
Right.
Amen. I was sitting in Bible school in Tabernacle, North Carolina, South Carolina, Brother Seitler School. They have a mission, a faith promise mission. Never heard of it before. I left a job back, I was back in the early 77. I left a job working at Western House Electric. I was a certified welder, making $7 and something an hour, 77. I went to Greenville, South Carolina, left my home, left everything. Amen. Went to Greenville, South Carolina. The best job I could find was $2.25 an hour. My wife and two boys. I still didn't send my wife to work.
Amen.
Amen, preacher. You're doing good tonight, brother. Lay it on us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. That's when I take this fellow with me. Amen. When y'all get quiet, he let's speak something. Let me know he approves of it.
Amen.
Amen. But $2.25 an hour. I was sitting up there and they were talking about faith, promise, missions. You ought to give the mission. God will bless you if you give the mission. I was sitting in the choir, singing in the choir. And I asked the Lord that day. I'm sincere, son, as I can be, it's a heart attack. I said, Lord, I couldn't have it. But if you let me have extra 50 cents next Sunday, I'll put it in the mission. Next Sunday, I had extra 50 cents. So that sounds pretty good. I said, Lord, if you let me have an extra dollar, I'll put it in the mission. I had an extra dollar.
Amen.
Yeah, I don't know how he done it, but he done it.
Right.
He done it. In a year past since down to the present time that I hadn't increased my missions every year.
Amen.
When I left the church, they bought everything for me, done everything they could for me. They bought me an automobile. Amen. They paid my light bill. Amen. I lived in the parsonage. They took care of me. Amen. If they found out I wanted something, to get it for me. Amen. But I left that, walked out with nothing. Amen. And for 13 years, I've lived on the eastern shore of Maryland. The devil said, "You'll starve to death." You have that look now. That look pretty like I'm starving. Amen. I'm telling you, amen. But I've not missed one year in adding to my mission giving. Amen. Kept that work going up there. I'm not bragging. I'm just telling the truth. I kept the doors open, the lights on. I got no shame. Amen. Yes, sir. Read. When things needed to be done, we raised enough money, gave enough money, paid cash for everything as we went, and no debt. Amen. Ain't no debt on nothing up there. All paid for. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, sir. Hey, you can't outdo God. Blessed is he that's so beside all waters. That's my home, abroad, everywhere you go. Somebody going preaching the gospel. And he that sent it forth, the ox and the ass, or sent it forth the labor in the gospel. How they hear? How shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall he preach except he be what? Sent. Cost you money to live, it costs that preacher's money to live. How would you like to walk out, walk away while you with nothing? Don't know where you're gonna live, how you gonna have money to get what you got. How would you like to do that with your wife and family? We think about that when that missionary's walking out. He's gonna leave his grandchildren, gonna leave his children, leave his mom and daddy, gonna walk out of that door and one day go to that place God told him, "Here I am, a southern boy, southern as you can get, redneck as you can get. I'm up there messing with them Yankees, or nigh Yankees." And then I call them nigh Yankees. They're just on the other side of the Dixie border. Amen. So I call them nigh Yankees. You bunch of nigh Yankees up here. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Yes, sir. But God ain't forsooken me.
Amen.
God ain't forsooken the wife. And I still got two children, two grandchildren coming up, learning about what it is to walk with God.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Yes, sir. Oh, thank God. I said to you what? Amen. I don't have time, but let me hear. Let me hear. Ecclesiastes chapter number 11, verse number 1. Look there, what the Word of God says. Ecclesiastes chapter number 11, verse number 1.
Cast thy bread upon the waters, for thou shalt find it after what? Many days. I still believe God still blessed me for that 50 cents that I gave back in 77. I believe God still blessed me on that 50 cents I gave in 77.
Yes,
sir.
Gave
me that dog.
Look in 1 Corinthians chapter number 9. Chapter number 9. I'm going to be closing. I'm closing. Amen. 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 Closing. Chapter number 1 Corinthians chapter number 9, I believe it is. 1 Corinthians chapter number 9. Amen. No, 2 Corinthians chapter number, excuse me. 2 Corinthians chapter number 9. Turn over there. Amen. Yeah, 2 Corinthians chapter number 9.
Amen. 2 Corinthians chapter number 9. Look at verse number 6, verse number 7. "But this I said, he which soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly. And he which soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully. Every man according as his purpose in his heart." Your tithe belong to God.
Right.
Your giving, let God knows how much you love Him.
Yes.
Now the daddy, the mama in this building tonight, you love your child, and your child's got in, he's done the best that he can do, and he's got in trouble that you won't try to help him.
Right.
Because you love him.
Right.
Read a long time ago about this dad, farmer's, his neighbor, he'd come out of his drive, and his neighbor standing up there. He said, "Where are you going this morning?" He said, "I'm going to town." "So what are you going to town for?" He said, "Get my son out of jail." He said, "Huh?" He said, "That boy is so bad, said, if he was my child, I'd leave him in jail." He said, "Yeah, if he was yours, I would too."
Yeah.
All depends on if you love him or not. And you'll give him. How much you give, not what belongs to God. I ain't talking about your tithe. Your tithe belongs to God.
Right.
Your tithe proves your honesty.
Right.
You cheat God, you cheat me, so stay away from my chicken house, because you'll get my chickens.
Yeah.
Amen.
You're right.
You'll steal my chickens, you'll steal from God.
That's right.
Huh? Your tithe improves your
your character. You owe that to God. God asks for that to bless you. In a lost man that a tithe, God bless him. But your giving proves your love. Look at what the next verse says. Look what the next verse says. For God loved what?
Cheerful. Every man according to the purpose in his heart. So let him give, not grudgingly, nor of necessity. For God loveth a cheerful giver.
That's right. Amen. Boy, during the week you ought to get at that. Amen. However you give your money. The missions, get it out with a joy in your heart. Man, I can give this Sunday. I'm giving this Sunday. With joy in your heart.
Yeah.
Hey, preacher, kids, get us here some more money. Take us another. Find us another missionary, preacher. Find us another missionary. Joy in your heart. He said, not grudgingly. I tell them all the time, God would rather have you give it lovingly and cheerfully, but he'll take it from old grouch too. Say amen.
Amen.
Amen. He'll still use you from a grouch. Say amen right there. Now look in verse number 13. I'm going to close.
While by the experience of this ministration, they glorify God for your professions and subjections unto the gospel of Christ. Subjected unto the gospel of Christ and your profession and then your subjection to it. And for your what? Literal disposition unto them and to all men.
The only place God wants you to be liberal is giving.
That's right.
Your liberal disposition.
Yeah.
Giving it out.
Amen.
Giving it out. It proves how much you love God. How much you love the gospel. How much you love the gospel. What do you ought to be doing? Amen. We saw the condition of this world. We certainly live in there.
Yes.
The trumpet could sound right now. As far as I'm concerned, everything in this Bible is fulfilled what people are doing today. What's up on this earth today.
Yeah.
Sodomy. Started off this, and the nation's turned, Brother Finn, back into thirds into a drunken nation.
Right.
Then it turned, Brother Finn, from a drunken nation, it turned into killing babies.
Right.
Yeah. Now it's turned into a sodomy nation.
That's right.
Sodomy. Right. And that's the last judgment
right.
upon a nation
right.
before God judges that nation.
Yeah.
God deals with nations. He deals with the individual. But God also deals with nations. Amen. Israel is the chosen, elected nation of God. And that's the one that's going to be, amen, in front when this thing is all over. That's the one that's going to be leading the world when this thing is all over. The nation of Israel. I ain't got time to get all of that. Blessed is he that soweth beside all waters. Find us another missionary preacher. Pastor, find us another missionary. Pastor, here's some more money. Let's give it. Let's try to see how far Westside Baptist Church can propagate the gospel while we've got opportunity to do it. You might lose your opportunity to buy tomorrow morning. Amen. The rapture could sound. You've been lost your opportunity. Amen. Your rapture could be sound. Do it while you've got opportunity. You won't have opportunity when that trump sound. And so we're called up to meet him. Our opportunity to do what you. And of course, I can go to that. I don't have time to go to that. But it's a command. Amen. Jesus commanded them to go you therefore in all the world and preach the gospel. Amen. It's a command from Jesus himself for us to do it. For his church to do it. It's a command from Jesus. Father, take the message you for your glory. Help hearts here. Somebody doubtful. Help them, Lord, to have faith enough to trust Jesus. Help moms, help dads. Help this pastor, God. Touch him. Thank you for his faithfulness. Down through the year. Still got a preaching pulpit that'll preach and you come with power and liberty and willing to preach. Thank you for the man of God that's kept it clean and pure. And we thank you. Help him, Father, to go forth. Bless his wife, his children, his grandchildren. And Lord, strengthen him, I plead. In Jesus' name I ask it. Amen.